Bon appétit.
Out with Joe.
You're listening to Out with Joe.
Out with Joe.
Put some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
Good morning and welcome to this week's Out with Joe. I'm Joe Mantipati, and this week we take a look at the Wexford House, which is located in Worcester, at the top of Belmont Hill, near Route 9 and Shrewsbury Street meet. It's not hard to believe the chef at the Wexford House once worked in the kitchen of Worcester's most revered restaurant, when you taste the El Morocco salad for $6.95. The Wexford House is sanitary and casual. Green booths are scrubbed clean, and places are symmetrically set with a careful eye. Clean patterned carpet complements geometric light fixtures hanging from the ceiling. Specials arrive on a hand-scripted index card. There is no point-of-sale system here. Dark latticework and wall-length shutters obscure the view into the kitchen, but every once in a while, a celebratory whoop rings forth from the back of the house. If it wasn't so tidy, the decor would seem distractingly outdated. There is ample parking outside, where hanging flowers beckon customers in from each curtain-clad window. Some customers come for the free popcorn and kino at odd hours of the day. Though most arrive in time for the 5 o'clock dinner, the restaurant is well-staffed, with two dining rooms separated by glass bricks in a central bar area. Menu covers proudly dubbed the Wexford House the gateway to Worcester. Warm grape leaves for $9.95 are loosely stuffed with lamb, rice, well-seasoned with a touch of allspice and a generous amount of lemon spritz as a welcoming accompaniment, and come in handy to scoop up the remains of the grape leaves that failed to hold their form. The Wexford House serves up sandwiches and burgers. However, their Middle Eastern selections are the best on the menu. Still, the staffers maintain that it's not a Middle Eastern restaurant per se. The port salad for $19.95 arrives with cubes of tenderloin sautéed mushrooms and garlic served on a bed of rice pilaf. One of the favorite entrees is the haddock tarator for $24.95, for which fresh haddock is baked and topped with creamy tahini, crispy onions, and whole caramelized walnuts over rice pilaf. I'd dare to try it with crushed walnuts in the future for a more cohesive crunch if the kitchen agreed to be adventurous. When the Wexford House took the tarator off the menu last year, they received so many special requests for it that they decided to bring it back. The staff is clearly experienced, food comes fast, cuisine is consistent. The Wexford House is a nice place to bring someone nostalgic for the days of the El Morocco. Frank Sinatra won't be cozied up in the bar, but someone with a tall tale about meeting him at the El Morocco in its heyday very well might be. A visit for dinner and drinks for two came to $76.85. The Wexford House at 503 Shrewsbury Street, Worcester. Call them at 508-757-8982 or visit them online at wexfordhouse-ma.com. For what is hot and happening in the local music scene, check out Music Minute with Tina Marie Billing on OutWithJoe.com. Follow us on social media at OutWithJoe. OutWithJoe has been brought to you by Labonte's Auto School with five locations, one near you. I'm Joe Mangiacotti. Let's get back to Conservatively Speaking.